Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining our GSMC social media news podcast. My name is Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Now, it's different because we're doing this like cities apart.
We
and
are.
I can tell because Pauline's been, you know, her heart's been bleeding all morning, which is understandable.
I have been. I'm like, I feel I'm in the studio by myself and I just feel like lonely in here. It's interesting. We're doing this entire podcast over Skype. It's kind of cool.
The future is now. But then remember, I did it without you like at all.
True. I did leave you hanging that one day.
How dare you?
I did. But I mean, you did okay. You did good, you know?
No, they
knew I couldn't do this by myself. So they were like, nope, we have to Skype him in. There's no way she can handle it.
Exactly.
So
I accidentally started to die. You ever like poured salt on a snail? That's what was happening to me in the studio.
No, don't say that. Oh, poor little snail. I'm not going to lie. I used to do that when I was young, though. I did. One of my brothers. Oh, okay. So anyways, did you have a good week? What have you been doing?
Yeah, I had an okay week.
Yeah? I feel like this week, for me, the days were going by really quickly, but I just feel like the week has been taking a long time. Like, the week is going long.
I know. For me, it's been the total opposite. The week has just been flying by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I feel like my week is incomplete without seeing you.
Well, that's because it is, but that's okay.
I agree. So this week, so in social media, there's been, of course, there's always something new happening. There's always things going on. There's things always changing and all of that. But only a few of us, and we kind of talk about this a little bit in previous episodes, how through social media, a lot of people, I guess there is a lot of people, but people can really cash out on social media and through just the internet and using it to their advantage. And if you got
it's so crazy how things work like that, like number one, the crazy thing about social media is how quickly things come and go.
Yes.
But also what decides to stay sometimes are the weirdest. I will never understand.
I always think about that. I was discussing that on a different show that I was on, but I was talking about how I wonder how it is when people think of an idea as far as like a movie or like a video game or an app or something like that. And you put in a lot of work because you want this to be the best thing. And like you're pouring in a lot of your time, your energy and all of that. And then there's some that just become like flops, you know, or like straight to DVD type things. Mm. And then there's other ones that just go crazy and they just kick off and everybody loves it. And then, you know,
like
with
Pokemon
Go, exactly. And, you know, like with Star Trek and all of those type of things. And then people really get into it. So it's a lot of fun. But one person that has really mastered how to just make money off of the internet, really
off of everything. I know.
Yeah, literally everything. It's Kim Kardashian. And she literally has put on her entire family and has given everybody she's given everybody ways to make money through her.
I thought you were gonna say
I know exactly where you were going with that.
I was going somewhere else with that.
Well, she is on the cover of Forbes magazine because she has actually raked in $45 million for herself. So like that's after, you know, like the that's like how much her check was, not how much the video game, so $45 million for her video game app that you can download to your phone, tablet, whatever, and play. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because I mean, I think it's really cool because it's literally just an app where you just make a character, you play her life, you meet celebrities, you go out, you do Kim Kardashian things, and
which I'll never understand because life already sucks. Why would you want to play it again? It's
but I think it's like the draw of like the excitement and like it's just like an alter reality, I guess. But then I'm always. Know.
I feel like 80% of the people would be like, hate playing that.
Okay, so that's what, and she had mentioned that in the interview that she really was kind of nervous to before she launched the app and like started going into that, like, you know, creating the game. She was like, would people actually really want to do this? Like, why would, you know, people really want to just gameplay like somebody else's life and things like that? But clearly, everybody is, you know. I don't personally have the app, but I do know a couple of friends that have the app, and it's kind of funny because it's people that you wouldn't think would actually play a Kim Kardashian app. So, I mean, and now there's the spinoffs, like her sisters, Kendall and Kylie, they also have an app where it's like you can play them as well. So it's really funny, yes. But she's brought in $45 million just from that app. And so... again, that's it's insane. Another cash cow for her, you know, which is it's
so people actually buy this app because, you know, Pokemon Go is free.
Right.
So people buy the like Kim Kardashian.
And
app.
I think there's also like things like in the game that you can purchase, you know, like credits okay. or whatever and things like that. So that's also, you know, another way to generate money for the game. But it's really I mean, people love it. People, there's The Sims. We had talked about like The Sims. Like, there's a lot of random games that I don't quite get that hooked to, but everybody
else
does.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
The Sims.
You know?
I remember The Sims was kind of like boring because pretty much all I would do is like get yelled at by my mom to clean my virtual room, and then try
yelled at by your real mom,
and then try to like court a girl, you know, like and she just turns you down. Like, you take her hearts and chocolates and like I don't know little things. And then she like slowly loses interest, even in the game. And I'm like, how do you know?
So I guess, you know, that's kind of like a cool thing. But speaking of Kim Kardashian, which I always say this too, it kind of bugs me that this is how we get into this next topic is through the Kardashians. But Mr. Lamar Odom.
I know.
And
so for those of you who don't know, Lamar Odom was kicked off of a Delta flight because he was too drunk. There's a video of it on the internet, and it shows him trying to get to the restroom. I mean, reportedly he was trying to make it to the restroom, but he didn't. So he threw up on the plane and then was kicked off.
Poor Lamar.
Others were also saying that before the flight, they saw him drinking in the terminal.
Poor Lamar. It really hurts my heart. It really does.
It doesn't hurt my heart. Come on, dude.
Lamar.
It's, you know, unless somebody like made him drink, which I doubt, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, come on. Like, enough is enough for me. At first, I kind of felt bad for him because I was like, man, people mess up and that sucks. And he was a good Laker, too. And I'm a huge Laker fan.
You
know?
A lot of people forget that. Give him some respect. I said a lot of people
put
some respect on Lamar Odom's name. He is a champion.
I had put some respect on it for Lamar, but he needs help. The whole thing. Did you hear like when he almost died because he was in that brothel and it was like
I know it was like it's not fun. Poor guy.
You know what I mean? But it's like it's natural. It was like cocaine mixed with natural like Viagra.
I know.
And while he knows how to party for sure, that just after a while it's like come on. Like,
well,
what are you doing?
Certain choices, are very questionable. I mean. I think that he needs different friends, but I'm sure his friends that he is with are trying to help him. I don't know. He's a grown man. So like, you can't really tell him not to do certain things. If he wants to do it, he's going to do it. But
exactly.
I just wish that these little things where it's like all the negative things that are going on in his life would, because people are like, and I think it's part of that Kardashian like syndrome. Like people are just hyper, you know, not hyper or anything, excuse me, but people are really like watching him. Like the media is really watching him and things like that.
Hypercritical.
Yes. There you go. Hypercritical. And like the spotlight's just on him because of who he was married to. And people won't
now
just.
That you,
You know?
Now that you like mention it that way, I guess I have to respect the actual Kardashians because they never do anything that's like crazy, right?
True. Yeah, they're pretty good about what they like their image. I mean, which is good. That is good. But for him, I just feel really bad. So he was kicked off that Delta flight. He was supposed to be going from LA to New York, I believe it was. And a lot of the first class passengers were really upset on how he was acting. And they were just getting really disturbed and just weren't comfortable with him, the way that he was acting and things like that. So they did have to actually escort him off the plane. And so,
yeah, but that's because they're first class passengers. They were like, oh my dear.
Well, I think any, you know, it's just uncomfortable when a lot of people, you know, and so so they had to escort him off the plane and everything like that. And the flight was actually delayed. So it kind of like messed up a lot of people's time and things like that. And so hopefully soon he will be able to get back on track and everything and get, you know, slowly work his life back together. Because a lot of people still love him. I'm included. You know, there's still hope.
I mean, it's not like I hate him, but I don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't see the need to feel sorry there. So a grown adult who, even though he may have his issues, mm-hmm. he has dumb resources to get those worked out, you know?
Right. Yeah, he needs to just tap into what is around him to get him some help.
Exactly. But the thing is, he can get help. You know, right. He has like the money. He has he knows mm-hmm. the people like.
People would be willing to help him.
And if
him.
He doesn't do it, that's on him. There's no reason to feel sorry. And then there's no reason to feel sorry because think of the last time you were like on a flight or a bus or something, and then there was that drunk person that you had to pull over for, kick them off, mm-hmm. and they keep going. Did you feel sorry for them? Because I didn't.
Especially if I'm delayed, because I'm sure some of those people really needed and had places they had to go. So, you know. But then we're going to cut to a break real quick. Lamb, I hope you get some help, sir. We're going to cut to a quick break real fast. When we come back, we have to talk about the Power Rangers, and that is going to be exciting and a lot of other fun things. So stick around.
Bye.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to those commercial breaks. They give us a chance to do what we got to do, which is pretty much nothing. So let's jump right into this.
I do a lot. So much. So, I'm excited about this. There's been a lot of talks about a lot of movies that are coming out and a lot of like the, a lot of shows and things getting rebooted and things like that. And I've been kind of excited about some of them, kind of like, whatever about others. But yeah. One that I'm really, really excited about, like my childhood heart is just leaping for joy, is Power Rangers. They're making another, and it's Power Rangers, but like the thing
it's
that.
It's the original. It's a Mighty Morphin
exactly,
Power Rangers
reboot. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yes. It's Mighty Morphin, so it's the original one, the best one, because, you know, after a while, they kind of got carried away. Like, after about Turbo. Yeah, I think after Turbo.
That's why we're friends. It's after Power Rangers Turbo.
Yeah, because after like that, they just, one. You know, I don't know, just anything and everything. But so, yes, they're going to, they're actually in the works with it right now, which is really, really exciting. I'm really excited to see how it's going to be. I kind of really, I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but I might have to dress up as the Pink Ranger when I go see it. I'm not kidding.
Well, you can't do that because we can't both go as the same ranger.
I've never gotten like dressed up for like a movie premiere or anything like that. I know people do that, and I've always thought to myself, oh, I should do that. But there was never really a movie where I'm like, so
well, you're
excited.
Like, that's why you do that.
Where I'm like, I have to, you know.
It's awesome.
Exactly. And so Power Rangers, though, I think, okay, either the pink Power Ranger or, oh, let's see, I don't know. Like, I mean, can I do costume changes? Like, can we pause it?
You should go left field. You should be like Alpha.
Alpha.
And you walk in the theater like, yeah.
That'd be
sick.
Oh, see how the possibilities.
Right. And I can be Zordon and I'll just walk around like, good evening, Rangers.
Oh my gosh. So you're just going to be Zordon. You're just, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come
and then,
on,
well, okay. If we get it, we can do it to where we can take the entire studio and we can, everybody can be someone.
We should.
So
but
Boss
we need
Dog.
Villain.
Okay. Well, okay. That's fine. I'll just be Rita Repulsa then. I'll be her. I'll be the bad girl.
Okay.
Perfect. I love it. It's going to be great, actually. Oh, I wonder when the movie's going to come out because then everybody's going to want to be it for Halloween.
Oh, well,
I knew I should have did it before this. I knew.
It would be out before Halloween.
I don't know. I got to look to see when it's out. Well, it's coming. So all of us, you know, 90s babies, rejoice. It's coming. And I'm sure it's going to be really good. It's going to be exciting to see how they do it. I'm wondering if they're going to have any, like, cameos of people from past.
It's coming out in 8 months.
Oh, so that's going to be after Halloween. Ooh,
yeah.
I guess we could still do it because it's in the works. I'm down. We can do this.
We can have two Halloweens that year.
Perfect. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Another movie that just got redone, which I was kind of like, about was Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
with the all-female cast, which, I mean, it's kind of cool. I personally, just when I saw the first trailer, I was like, I'm probably not going to go see this. But, you know, I've heard some mixed reviews about it. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just wait till it's out.
I don't even know if I'll watch it then because
DirecTV.
People like hate me for this, but I don't even really care about the first Ghostbusters that much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love Bill Murray, but I don't know. I think they're too old for me now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, and it's not funny because then Power Rangers... There's no age to Power Rangers, I feel like. You can't outgrow Power Rangers.
That's true, because that movie is enjoyable. Like, I can watch that right after the show, and I'll still be, you know.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you can outgrow Power Rangers. And if you haven't seen Power Rangers,
the better movie, though. Like, the soundtrack was better. The action was good.
I know, and that's when they had, like, real-life, like, people who knew, like martial artists were actually playing. Oh, it was so...
And like I love to make fun of the, you know, the all the like Izzah,
yeah, yeah,
like, you know, it's so
I
fun.
I love it. I know. So I think I did hear that there was a little bit of controversy over like what the girls were wearing as far as like their costume, their uniforms during
really?
The movie.
I'd love to know why. What
they were
they
just saying like they were wearing like heels, like they had like kind of like a raised wedge and all that, whereas like before everybody just had kind of like literally the same outfit.
Yeah.
Like shoes to actually like fight in and not like just to look hot and stuff like that. So
wait. You don't fight in heels?
Yeah, contrary to popular belief.
Not so popular belief.
So that was, you know, something that had come up about it. But I mean, I don't know.
Well.
You know, we can't get away from it. It's always going to happen.
Make your own movie, then you can put them in whatever you want.
You know, so that's going to be, I think it'll be cool either way. I'm really excited to see how it's going to be. I'm excited to see who's going to be in it. I probably will watch it multiple times that week when it comes out. I love it. I really do.
I probably won't sleep that weekend.
It's well, yeah, you know, it'll be good. Fun. I'm sure it'll be good.
One, so.
I hope. Oh, that's true. Oh, we should watch like the first. Like, oh, I used to love Power Rangers and recording them. I still have the VHSs that I used to record them on.
So do I.
I loved
and
it.
I love to see the big, like in the Power Rangers symbol, how it kind of like
yes.
It's big, then small in the middle,
mm-hmm.
then big again.
Mm-hmm.
I love to like find it amongst the VHSs, and you're like, and
yeah,
just kind of keep going for whatever else you were looking for.
Exactly. So a time when I guess some person needed some saving was there is a video on the internet, of course, through social media and everything, where there's a woman who just refuses to get out of her Uber. Now, Uber, for you people, if you don't know what Uber is, it's basically like kind of like a taxi service in a way, but you download the app to your phone and you can just put in your current location and like your destination, your pickup and your destination, and then a car nearby, which is registered with the company, will come pick you up and drop you off. And it's a lot cheaper than, you know, paying for a taxi. It's to me a lot quicker and things like that too. And so you go and they just drop you off. And usually like when I take Uber, I don't really, sometimes it depends on like the kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I'll chat with the driver.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm with my friends, I'll probably just say like, hi, how's it going? And then continue talking to my friends and things like that. But this in this video, you I don't think you ever see what the woman looks like. Did you? Did we see?
No, him? No. Yeah. She's the one taking the video.
OK, so right.
It just shows him in the front seat.
Right.
And oh, it's oh, I hate people like that. So the video goes, the guy gets there. She went to a hospital. That's what she was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls up and he's like, okay, ma'am, we're here. You need to get out of the car.
Right. Like we've reached your destination. Right.
Exactly. And, you know, he states in the video that Uber drivers have the right to kick you out of the car.
Yeah, they
and
do.
She is not getting out. So he's getting angry. She's still not getting out. But she's like playing with him. He's yelling at her like, get out of my car. Get out of my car.
She's kind
of
like instigating it.
Sir, just tell me where I am. Just tell me where I am. He's like, you are where you wanted to go. This is your destination. You put this in, not me. And
right.
It says that we're here now. And she's like, but sir, just tell me where I am. I don't know where I am. And he's like yelling at her. He's threatening to call the police. And I mean, I'll be honest. I would have just got up and taken her out of the car as easily as she wanted to do it. Or if she wanted to like hold on to things, I would just drag her out. It's annoying. Like I just feel like there's that weird stigma where we allow people to do the stupidest things. And that's why we do the stupidest things, you know?
Right.
I get so frustrated whenever I see a video of like, whenever I watch any kind of like fight video on the internet,
mm-hmm.
because just the fact that there's video means that there's somebody standing there with the phone watching a fight, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I feel, I have some mixed feelings about that too. It's like, dude, like really, you're so worried about getting this video that you're not like stopping the fight. But then,
well, not even that, because like one that really bothered me was recent where this one, I'm not sure if it was me and you that watched it, Pauline, but
mm-hmm.
there was this guy like starting stuff on a train, like a subway looking thing.
Oh no, I didn't see
and
that one.
Okay, well, he's just walking around, like, bugging people.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say terrorizing because he's just some guy, but
right.
he's walking around, like, confronting people. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And people are just like, okay, what's going on? And then somebody is, you know, obviously just recording him walk back and forth. And then this really buff guy, like, walks up behind him and just chokes him out. They're like, I don't want to say
wow.
politely, but, like, he just gives him, like, a sleeper hold. But that's it, you know? Once the guy knocks out, he just puts him down, like, gently.
So that he'll leave everybody alone.
Right. And he's like, stay down. Just relax. Just stay down. That's it. But I hated that after that, like after some other guy puts him down, the guy who's recording turns the phone to himself and is like, world star. I'm like, dude, we just saw you do nothing at all. Like, if anything, you just embarrassed yourself. You shouldn't have shown yourself on the video. You
right,
know?
Right. So, and I don't know. People that, you know, there's a lot of mixed feelings when it comes to social media and like recording and videos, because then you're right, like people will do dumb things because they're being recorded and they want to post it, they want something to go viral, or there's like all those stupid challenges that come up and things like that when people,
but the challenges are fine because nobody's getting beat up over a challenge, you know?
No, like, yeah, well, there are some that are kind of like
no
more crazy,
like a fight. It's no longer two human beings hitting each other, it's now it's like, oh look, this is going to be interesting on my Facebook page, you know?
Right, like, yeah, they're trying to like put it on a stage or something like that.
And I just don't understand the logic there. Like, oh, maybe if I put on someone else's fight,
mm-hmm.
people will think I'm more interesting. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, know? I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. And so in the video, it's, it does kind of frustrate me too, because she's definitely instigating him, I think. And then he gets so upset that he starts yelling at her. He's slamming onto the steering wheel,
right,
and things like that. And so I really think that there's a video of it and they keep a log of everything as far as like Uber is concerned.
Exactly.
So like she could potentially get into a lot of trouble as far as like, I don't know, trouble as far as like something's gonna happen to her, but just basically like they could just charge her a lot, because I know like if you throw up in an Uber,
yeah,
or
I know
if you
throw up in an Uber car, then
mess up a car,
like a cleaning fee.
Exactly. And I think it's like, I think like the base is like $200 and then it goes up from there.
No, it depends for city. Every
oh,
city has
okay.
a different like.
Okay. So, but it could just be a lot of money that she could be charged, which I, in a way, after seeing the video,
yeah.
I hope she does get charged, because charged a lot of money because she really like was frustrating him for no reason. He did his job and she could, you know, just was making it really difficult for him. If they were at a hospital, I don't know.
I think she was going to work or something. Cause it's not like she was going, she was asking in the video, like, where's the emergency room, but she obviously had time to sit there and debate. So I don't think she was in that big of an emergency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're going to cut it to a break one more time. The last break of the day. If you take Uber, just be respectful. Like, don't be harassing.
And if you're an Uber driver and somebody doesn't want to get out, get them out.
Yeah, or just, I don't know. That's why I don't want to drive Uber. I just feel like there's too many crazies out there. But we'll be right back. Way too many crazies.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
We're Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Which makes no sense, but people call us that, so we have to live with it.
No, I love it.
I like it too, actually.
I know, it sticks. Pauliano. It was like a joke in the beginning, but now it just works.
I know. Now it's just
sticks.
In fact, now we should demand it. Like, you know how Prince used to do? Like, you do not call me Mariano. It's Pauliano. You know?
And we're a package deal.
Exactly. And then we'll later on be known as like the artists formerly known as Pauliano.
As Pauliano. Aww.
Exactly.
When we get big time.
Yeah. And then we can walk around in like matching trench coats made out of the skin of, you know, failed previous employees who couldn't call us
Pauliano. Oh my gosh. Anyways. So speaking of crazy things and people just doing things just to do it, just to see what's going to happen. There was a prank that went wrong, which is also, you can see the video of all of this as well, because, you know, once again, we have to tape everything nowadays. Where these guys, these buddies were like in their truck, right? It's a truck. Okay. They're in
a
truck.
Yeah. It's a big like white V8 Titan.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And then I like those cars, so I knew exactly. I could picture it straight in my mind. And they have like this huge like loud horn,
a train horn.
And so they're just driving around in different places, like in neighborhoods and strip malls and things like that, and they're just like, while people are walking or just doing their daily activities, they just honk that huge train horn.
And it's like a nerr.
And I mean, it sounds kind of funny.
It does. Like, some of it was funny. I just.
Right. Because I mean, it is in a way like pretty harmless. Like, they're not really, you know, they're not vandalizing anything. They're just trying to, like, you know, startle people, which, you know, is not necessarily wrong.
But that's not it's really just harmless, though, because people get annoyed. But I mean,
people
like,
do
I don't
get
know.
Annoyed.
I had mixed feelings about the video because. So it goes, the video starts, at least the one that we saw was these guys are driving around, you know, honking the train horn, and like, and you see like they do like 8 different people,
right?
And then they finally get to this Taco Bell drive-thru.
My
and
favorite
they
part.
Just order like one large drink, it's like a large Dr. Pepper, and they pull around to the window, and right as the guy is handing the, you know, the employee his debit card, they honk the horn, and she jumps really hard. And she's like, you know what? You're not getting your drink. And she throws the card back at them and throws the drink in the car, and it spills all over them.
Right, which I mean,
I think that's awesome. I think she should be like promoted to CEO.
I was gonna say, I really hope she didn't get in trouble for that because I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. And I mean, what did they expect?
I just believe like maybe you're not supposed to do that technically, but it's like, you know what? Sometimes people need to learn the lesson, you know?
Right, exactly.
I think it was ultimately good for humanity that she did that, is what I'm trying to say.
And I mean, it was pretty funny. It was my favorite part of the entire video because she just does it. Like, she just throws the debit card,
she's
just throws
like,
the drink.
Like, oh, here, boom.
Just throws it at them. And so, I mean, and plus, that's the chance you're taking when you're going around pranking people.
Exactly.
Is like that somebody's going to bark back or punch back, you know? So that's, they set themselves up for that. I thought it was hilarious that
they did
that to her.
I'll tell you that I really had respect for them because after that, they were like cool about it. You know, they were like,
yeah,
well,
you
that's
have
what happens
to be.
When you're pranking,
yeah.
You know?
You have to be. If
because
you're
going to. No, you would think so, but I can totally see somebody, you know, like the. Like the can I talk to your manager haircut? You ever heard of that?
Oh, yes.
I can totally see somebody like that named like Sandy who'd, you know, she'd try to prank you and then you throw the drink at her and then she'd come inside like this woman defile the sanctity of my car.
Of course. And, like, I demand a car wash.
I would just stand there like, really? Did she? You know? Or did she throw a drink at you because you were being a jerk? Like,
right. So hopefully the employee, I think it was Taco Bell. Taco Bell?
Yeah,
Jack
it was Taco
Box.
Bell. Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully she didn't get in too much trouble. I'm sure that they have cameras so they can see, you know, what was going on.
Either way,
on.
It's on the internet, so they...
true. That is very really true. Quick. That's very true. So hopefully she didn't get in too much trouble. It was pretty funny. I mean, pranks are kind of... I don't really mind pranks. I don't, you know, do pranks. And
I don't know. I mean,
don't get pranked that often because I don't hang out with people that do pranks. But some of them are funny, so it's not too bad. And... those kind of things are kind of, but I just don't like pranks when you're like embarrassing someone in front of a lot of people or like.
But that's what they're doing though. They're putting it on the internet, you know, like it.
Yeah, I guess so. I see what you're saying. But like, I mean,
if I
pantsing
someone,
if a train
horn just went off right now in the studio, you'd be startled too. But
oh, I would start screaming.
Yeah, but it'd be annoying though if somebody just put that up for their entertainment, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems unfair. Like, let me bother you so I can be, you know, like entertained. That's not cool.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, I understand too, they're pranks, and you made a good point that it is harmless. Like, there's no like actual repercussion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a horn. But at the same time, I'm glad somebody, you know, did something to them.
Right. Yeah. And have you seen the prank where like the guy puts like those spider legs on his dog?
Oh, that one's.
And then the dog just
that
like.
That's so clever.
I thought that was a cute one. It would startle the, because like, you know that that's not real, like it can't be real, but you just see like this spider thing coming at you. So I don't know, I thought that was a kind of like a pretty funny prank also, and I've always wanted to do it like with my little doggies because I just feel like it'd be just funny.
Have you
maybe
seen
like
the
Halloween.
Like how-to video?
No.
It because in the beginning of the video it's some guy laying down in an elevator and the spider looks like it's eating him, you know? What they did was that's the owner, and he put peanut butter on his face, so the dog is gonna sit there licking his face, you know, and not move.
Oh, okay.
And then he put the suit on it, you know, and so like
there's
when the elevator door opens, someone's like, "Oh my god!" And then the dog's like, "Oh look, it's people!" And he wants to go play, so he chases them.
That's
so poor dog
funny.
Is probably like, "Where are you going?"
I know, just want some love. So that was that. And speaking of love. We always, you know, love is...
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Lack thereof, especially, you know. A trending hashtag this week on Twitter was hashtag why I'm single. And I don't know where hashtags originate. Like, I don't know who starts them. I don't know if there's
some 16-year-old somewhere.
But I think, you know what I think? I think that there has to be somebody... It's like their job. And then they just blast it out there. I don't know, because I just feel like, except for unless there's like an event coming up, like there was like hashtag SBs for like the awards and things like that. But these like random ones, I don't know. So it was hashtag why I'm single, and people were being, I thought, both honest and hilarious.
And hilarious,
Because they were being so honest, but it was actually kind of hilarious. Somewhat the reason.
Because other people's pain is funny, duh.
Right. And it's kind of funny to me because I was like, oh, that's probably why I'm single too, you know? And so people, it ranged. There was like a really good range. There was things that people said like, oh, why I'm single because, you know, ball is live, or why I'm single because, you know, food is more important. I'd rather spend money on food than a girl.
I saw that one. I saw it was like, I'm single because I can't date food.
Yeah. Exactly. And then of course, like, some people put some really like sentimental ones and things like that, but for the most part I thought it was a really fun hashtag, and people were just posting all day. I think they're still posting about it, honestly.
Yeah, they are.
It hasn't died yet. It's it's a lot of fun. People are posting pictures and things like that. Why I'm single. And so, Mariano, hashtag why I'm single. Go.
I'm single. Hashtag I'm single because there are many reasons for this.
A good one. Or not a good one,
okay.
But...
All right. One good one? Okay. I am single because I'm probably difficult to tolerate sometimes.
Aw, really?
Yeah. And that's because because a lot of... How do I put this? Like, a lot of things that people consider impressive or things, like, I don't. Like, my, you know, sometimes my standards can be a little high.
Right.
Like, if I see... You know how guys rate girls, like, scale of 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
If I see a really, really hot girl, she's not a 10, she's a 5. Because looks are only half of the equation, you know?
She's a 5.
Yeah, she's a 5. And if she's,
so
if she's
like
cool,
like a
then,
6.
Then her rating
like...
goes up. But like, never... I really can't stand, you know, the, like, the kind of person that's like, oh, I'm cute, so I should get whatever I want. And it's like, that reminds me of, like, a 3-year-old. They're cute, and they get whatever they want, you know? It's just... Like, a lot of things I don't care for, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, the world star people. Like, I think I'm just kind of allergic to human beings.
No. You just haven't found the right one. That's why. Once you do, then everything will be fine. Things will make sense. It'll all be good.
Exactly. Let me just marry someone that's either, like, dead or...
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm sure I'll find someone, but I like my... I kind of like where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
like
that's good. See, hashtag why I'm single, because I'm cool with me right now.
Because you're what?
Because I'm cool with where I'm at right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And hashtag why I'm single, no drama.
That's true, but I hate drama.
Exactly, and some people feed off drama, but you know, since we're two cool cats, we don't
Seriously.
Got time for it. Exactly.
But I hate cats. Can we be like cool dogs?
Two cool dogs, perfect. Welcome to the Dog Pound. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So that's going to be the end of our episode. It was fun. Isn't this really cool? Like, Mariano, we can just do shows all the time now because we can use Skype now that we're Skyping shows and stuff.
I know. Who needs sleep and family and food or showers?
Hashtag why I'm single because I do my podcast on Skype.
Yeah, hashtag why I'm single because I didn't shower. You know.
So, of course, everyone, you can listen to us at... Golden State Media Concepts Podcast.com. Oh, sorry.
GSMCPodcast.com.
I know. Don't listen to anything that I say. Hit it That's again, true. Mariano. Ever. Let him know. Let him know.
Her name's not even Pauline, really.
Okay, so the website is GSMCPodcast.com. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. You can always check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We tweet all the time. You can tweet us at GSMC_S Media. And we would love to like hear from you guys. We could play some hashtag games and stuff. But yeah, so we're going to cut it. Don't miss us too much.
I want to start like a hashtag, you know, Uber lady campaign. Because I want to know how many people agree he should have like thrown her out. And I mean thrown her out. She's already at a hospital. What's he going to do? Hurt her?
No. Like, but I definitely think he should have, like, opened the door and been like, get out.
He did. No, he did.
Oh, see, I didn't.
But she's sitting there like, sir, but I'm asking you in a calm. It's like, no, you're
yeah, she's
calm
being rude.
Or not calm. I've asked you to get out of my car. Now I'm telling you to get out of my car. Mm-hmm. Now I think I'm legally in the right to
yeah,
get
she's
you
really
out of my
lucky.
Car.
Yeah, she's really lucky that he was just yelling at her and just being at least that nice to where, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't hurt her because it did escalate in his
I'm
frustration.
Not saying hurt her, but get her out. Like, get
no, but
her
like
out,
hurt her as far as like, you know, like pushing her out or like slapping her phone or something. You know, people do wild things. And if you're going to push people buttons, you got to be expecting some
exactly.
wild madness. So, but anyway, so we're going to cut it. And we will see you guys here next time. Pauliano out.
Out.